The weekly study of the Bible with the aid of the Watchtower helps all of us to cultivate strong faith based on God's Word. Let's give our attention to Brother Lyle Humel and his participants as they present a summary of this week's Watchtower study.
So we invite everyone to take out their copy of the January Study Magazine. And you, whether you choose to do that with a paper copy or with a tablet, it would be commendable if everyone is able to follow along. The theme for this study is the fourth study article in this January magazine. It's Why Give to the One Who Has Everything. And our theme text is 1 Chronicles 29 and verse 13. It reads in part, O our God, we thank you and praise your beautiful name. So, everyone alive on the earth today owes everything to Jehovah. He's our creator and he's our life giver. And as our creator, everything already belongs to Jehovah. So, how is it then that we can give to Jehovah? Well, we're going to find out in this week's study. We're going to learn the how and the why. I invite you to look at the inside of the front cover, and it talks about the how and the why of this week's study. It says, all that we have comes from Jehovah. He still expects us, however, to use our finances to support the work of his organization today. This article will consider why and how we benefit from honoring Jehovah with our valuable things. So we're also going to consider the three review questions that really summarize the main points of our study today. And those three review questions are, why does Jehovah expect us to use our valuable things to give back to him? How did faithful ones in the past support the activities of Jehovah's representatives financially? And finally, how does the organization use the money that is donated today? So think about those three review questions as we progress through our study today. So to begin our study, we're going to ask Sister Amanda Simmons and Sister Audrey Birch the first questions on paragraphs 1 and 2. So first of all, Sister Simmons, how does Jehovah generously use his material resources?
Well, one example of his generosity can be found in Psalms 104, 13 to 15. It really points out how Jehovah takes care of all the needs of the earth and of every creature living on it, even providing us with food and water. And Jehovah even gives us things that we don't need in order to survive, for example, like wine and simply things that make our heart rejoice.
Thank you very much. And Sister Audrey Birch, can you add to that for us?
Since Jehovah uses material resources to provide for his people, it started with the Israelites when he supplied the manna and water in the wilderness. He did it through the prophet Elijah when Jehovah performed the miracle of unending supply of oil, which allowed the faithful widow to pay off her debts and have something to live on. And of course, there was Jesus, where he miraculously provided food and money, which shows us that we don't ever needlessly have to worry that because Jehovah is conscious of our material needs as well as our spiritual ones.
Thank you very much, sisters. So before we ask the question on paragraph 3, there is a read scripture there that we invite you all to share with us. Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 9. And we're going to ask Connor Hayes to read that scripture for us. Proverbs 3 and verse 9.
Honor Jehovah with your valuable things, with the first fruits of all your produce.
Thank you very much, Connor. So Brother Hayes, what will we consider in this article?
We'll consider three things. Why does Jehovah expect us to use our valuable things to give back to him? How did faithful ones in the past support the activities of Jehovah's representatives financially? And how does the organization use the money that is donated today?
Appreciate that. Thank you. So that brings us along to our first subheading then. Remember the why and the how? Well, our first key point, we're going to consider why do we give to Jehovah. And there is also a read scripture in paragraph 4 as well. And Sister Trish Church is going to read that for us. 1 Chronicles 29, verses 11 to 14. And we invite you to follow along.
Yours, O Jehovah, are the greatness and the mightiness and the beauty and the splendor and the majesty. For everything in the heavens and on the earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Jehovah. You are the one exalting yourself as head over all. The riches and the glory are from you, and you rule over everything. And in your hand there are power and mightiness, and your hand is able to make great and to give strength to all. And now, O our God, we thank you and praise your beautiful name. And yet, who am I and who are my people that we should be in a position to make voluntary offerings like this? For everything is from you, and we have given to you what comes from your own hand.
Thank you, Sister Church. So our question on paragraph 4 then asks, what do we show Jehovah when we support his work? Brother Church.
So as King David acknowledged that everything we receive comes from Jehovah, and that whatever we give to Jehovah is from what he has already given us. So when we make monetary donations, use our vehicles of service or our homes for social gatherings, and our time, we are showing our love and appreciation for Jehovah our God.
Good. Thank you very much. So, in harmony with that, then, our question on paragraph 5 asks, how do the scriptures show that unselfish giving is a fundamental aspect of true worship? Sister Poholko.
Revelation 4:11 states, you are worthy, Jehovah our God, to receive the glory and the honor and the power because you created all things. Because we recognize Jehovah as creator and worthy of honor, our hearts are motivated to give him the very best we have. Also at Deuteronomy 16 and 16, Jehovah commanded the Israelite nation to appear before him at 3 annual festivals. As part of their worship at those festivals, the Israelites were not to appear before Jehovah empty-handed. In addition to the prescribed burnt offerings, the grain offerings, and the drink offerings, they were also to bring voluntary offerings and gifts in proportion to the blessing they had received from Jehovah. This example sets a pattern for us today to unselfishly give in support of Jehovah's organization as a fundamental aspect of our worship.
Thank you very much. I appreciate those comments. So in paragraph 6, there's a read scripture there as well, Proverbs 29 and verse 21. Let's consider that. And Sister Schreier is going to read that scripture for us.
If a servant is pampered from his youth, he will become thankless later on.
Okay, thank you. Brother Schreier, we're going to ask you, why is giving good for us? And perhaps you could tell us a little bit about the opening picture and how it relates to our study.
Okay. Having that scripture in mind that we just read, the opening picture depicts parents who recognize that it's good for their daughter to use funds that she saved from her allowance that they've given her in order to buy a gift for her mom to show her appreciation for something her mother may have given her. The same is true of Jehovah as a provider of all good things. He realizes that it's healthy for us, too, to be generous givers in order to give him to him things that are valuable things.
Good. I appreciate that. So we've discussed the reasons why it's necessary for us to give to Jehovah and why we can demonstrate our appreciation from that. Let's look at the example in our next subheading on giving in Bible times, in paragraphs 7 and 8. So our A question on paragraph 7 and 8 says, how did Jehovah's people in Bible times set an example in contributing, first of all, for specific projects? Brother Heath.
Well, they certainly set a fine example because we know that Moses called for donations for the construction of the tabernacle. King David did the same for the building of the temple, and there was a good response. We also see during the time of King Jehoash that the priests used money that was collected at that time for the repairs to the house of Jehovah. And then in another level, we know that the early Christian congregation brothers were made aware of the need that arose because of a famine. And there was a good response to that as well, because they determined each according to what he could afford to send relief to the brothers living in Judea.
Good. Thank you very much. Our B question on paragraph 7 and 8, it says, how did Jehovah's people in Bible times set an example in contributing for the general support of the work? Maybe Sister Heath, you could tell us about that.
Yes, under the Mosaic law, the Levites did not receive an inheritance as the other tribes did. Instead, the Israelites gave them a tenth part, or tithe, that allowed them to focus on their work at the tabernacle. Also, another example is in Luke 8:1-3. And there it mentions how Jesus and his apostles benefited from the generosity of women who were ministering to them from their belongings.
Good, thank you. So certainly we have many examples in the Bible that help us to appreciate the importance of having that giving spirit, don't we? So then the question on paragraph 9 says, what were some sources of contributions in times past? Sister Yumel.
We know that all good things come from Jehovah, and we have an example in Exodus that tells us that when Jehovah delivered the Israelites from Egypt, he did not send them away empty-handed, but he gave them much silver, gold, and copper, and many other precious materials from the plunder of Egypt. So their contributions to the building of the tabernacle no doubt came from these precious things that Jehovah had given them in Egypt. We also have the example of the first century Christians in chapter 4 of Acts. There it tells us that they sold their fields and houses and gave the money to the apostles to distribute to those in need. So these two examples encourage us to be generous and giving back to Jehovah from our valuable things.
Thank you, for sure. And Sister Matsumori, could you expand on that for us?
Yes, we can see in 1 Corinthians 16:2, the Apostle Paul gave specific directions that were practical on how to set aside a certain amount of money the first day of each week in the congregation. That way, when he visited, there was not going to be collection. So we can also see how Jesus in Luke 21:1-4 highly praised the poor widow who dropped a couple coins of small value as very noteworthy. And we can see that with this arrangement, we can, as a family, set a budget, set aside a contribution for the congregation, the wide world work, but also realizing that no matter what our financial means, we can all take a part in contributing to the kingdom work.
Very good. Thank you. So certainly something that all of us can learn from and maybe resolve in our own hearts what we're able to give to Jehovah's organization and support the preaching activity and the work. The next subheading is giving today. In paragraphs 10 and 11, our A question asks, how can we imitate the generous servants of Jehovah in Bible times? Brother Thomas, maybe you could tell us that.
Well, from the time of Moses to the early Christian congregation, many gave freely as needs arose. Today, we can still see the need to give. It could be plans to renovate our hall or build a new kingdom hall. We may be made aware of some specific need, perhaps renovations at the branch or costs incurred for a convention we were attending, or perhaps assisting our brothers after a natural disaster. Some of our donations can also go to helping cover other expenses for those taking the lead in the worldwide work. This can include those at world headquarters, missionaries, special pioneers, and circuit overseers. So like it says at 1 Chronicles 29:9, the people rejoiced over making these voluntary offerings, for they made voluntary offerings to Jehovah with a complete heart. So like ones in the past, when the needs arise, we can give with the same spirit, a complete heart.
Thank you very much. So certainly then, it's something for all of us to reflect on how we personally have benefited from these provisions from Jehovah's organization. Our B question then says, how do you feel about the privilege you have to support the kingdom work? Sister Thomas.
We
are reminded at 2 Corinthians 8, 1-4, that it is an undeserved kindness from Jehovah that he personally has granted us the opportunity to share in supporting his work in these last days. So we do that by means of our voluntary contributions. So often we may feel that our small donations don't mean much, but we know that Jehovah appreciates all that we contribute as long as we're giving from our heart. So we need to take time to reflect on the attitude of the Macedonians. So even though they were in deep poverty, they still begged for the privilege to give, and they did so generously. So we also should beg for that privilege to give, and by doing so, we are sharing in supporting Jehovah's kingdom work today.
For sure. Thank you. Certainly an excellent example for all of us to follow. So now we're going to move along to paragraph 12, and it also contains a read scripture in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 18 to 21. We invite you all to follow along as Sister McLaughlin reads that scripture for us. 2 Corinthians 8, 18 to 21.
But we are standing along with him, the brother whose praise in connection with the good news has spread through all the congregations. Not only that, but he also was appointed by the congregation to be our traveling companion as we administer this kind gift for the glory of the Lord and in proof of our readiness to assist. Thus we are avoiding having any man find fault with us in connection with this liberal contribution that we are administering. For we care for everything honestly, not only in the sight of Jehovah, but also in the sight of men.
Thank you. We appreciate your reading that for us. So our question on paragraph 12 asks, how does the organization strive to make the best use of donated funds? So perhaps, Sister Senyuk, you could explain that for us.
Our faithful brothers of the governing body prayerfully follow strict procedures when it comes to handling and spending donated funds. They follow the example of faithful ones such as Ezra and Paul, who made sure that the donations they received were used only for the intended purpose. Ezra considered the funds as voluntary offerings to Jehovah, and he made sure they arrived safely in Jerusalem. The Apostle Paul collected relief money to help the brothers in Judea. And as Sister McLaughlin read in 2 Corinthians, he made sure that those delivering the funds were very honest, not only in the sight of Jehovah, but also in the sight of men. Likewise today, the responsible brothers in our organization follow strict procedures when it comes to handling and spending our donated funds.
Thank you. Good. Okay. Now, food for thought in paragraph 13. The question says, how should we view recent simplifications in the organization? Sister Simmons.
Well, the paragraph brings out an example of a family that might be making some financial adjustments to their budget in order to do more for Jehovah. Well, we should view Jehovah's organization the same way. They look for ways to reduce expenses and simplify work in order to accomplish the most that they can with the donations that they're given. And it's all done in a way that we can all benefit from it and better accomplish our ministry.
Very good. Thank you. Okay. So our subheading then is benefits from your donations. And there's three paragraphs there, and paragraphs 14 through 16. Our A question asks, what are some of the things being accomplished with your donations? So perhaps, Brother Segrin, you could tell us some of those things, and maybe involve those pictures at the top of the page there for us.
Well, our donations are used to support various aspects of the kingdom work. For example, our website, jw.org, is currently available in 943 languages. JW Broadcasting, launched in 2014, has been an outstanding arrangement from Jehovah. Other provisions include the revised edition of the New World Translation, published in numerous languages. Also, as we can see from the picture, our donations support international conventions, which often use the largest stadiums. These provisions have helped Jehovah's organization reach the hearts of people and have benefited us spiritually, and also brings honor and glory to Jehovah.
Good. Thank you. And we all certainly experienced that, didn't we, with the use of Rogers Place this past summer. We were enabled to enjoy a wonderful facility that Jehovah had provided. Our B question then says, in what ways have you benefited from these provisions? Sister Seagreen.
Well, the study edition of the New World Translation is my favorite as it deepens my understanding of God's Word. JW Broadcasting is truly a blessing, as shown by the experience of the couple serving in the small Asian city. They sometimes felt isolated, but the broadcasting reminds them they are part of an international brotherhood. Others in the congregation have expressed excitement, saying it helps them feel closer to the members of the governing body. And coming from a smaller congregation in Edmonton, I certainly echo those feelings, as the broadcast helps us realize the scope of Jehovah's work and a Spirit-directed organization.
Thank you for those comments. So perhaps, Sister Thompson, you could expand on that a little further for us. In what ways have you benefited from these provisions?
Well, a loving provision of Jehovah's organization was the maintenance training visit to our congregation. I've always enjoyed sharing in Kingdom Hall constructions and renovations, even quick builds in the past. They were amazing. And it was so upbuilding to have the MTV brothers and sisters show us how to do things better to clean and maintain our Kingdom Hall. We learn to do things correctly, as the brothers are doing in the picture. And these brothers helped us sisters, too, to do certain things. And I found that their patience and hard work was truly an expression of Jehovah's love and their love for Jehovah. And before we started the day, the brothers said we'd have fun, and we did. So I'm so happy to have had this privilege.
Thank you for those comments. We appreciate your sharing that experience with us. We're going to move along to paragraph 17 now. It says, how does the way the organization operates today give evidence of Jehovah's backing? Sister Matsumori.
The world in general outside Jehovah's Witnesses cannot understand how our work is possible in the absence of paid staff on hand, on salaries, and doing sales to generate revenue, or even organizing fundraising events to accomplish all the ongoing projects we have. In fact, an executive of a large company, once after touring our printing facilities, concluded that what we do should be possible. And we do agree with him, because as Job 42 verse 2 mentions, we can see that all this work gives evidence of undeniable divine help, and it brings glory to our God Jehovah, whose ability to accomplish his purpose has no limitations.
Thank you. Good, for sure. So that brings us along then to our final subheading, and there's a read scripture there in Proverbs 11 verses 24 and 25. And Sister Nulov is going to read that scripture for us. Proverbs 11, 24 and 25.
One gives generously and ends up with more. Another withholds what should be given, but he comes to poverty. The generous person will prosper, and whoever refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Thank you very much. We appreciate your reading that for us. Our A question on that subheading, blessings for giving back to Jehovah, paragraph 18 says, what blessings do we receive when we give in support of the kingdom? So, Sister Gerda Stroder, maybe you could share your comments with us.
Well, Jehovah guarantees that we will receive blessings by promising prosperity to the one who gives generously. And he does that through the prophet Malachi, Malachi 3 and 10. And also, according to Acts 20 and 35, giving results in happiness.
Good. Thank you. Our B question then asks, how can we train our children and new ones to have a share? Brother Stroder.
By word and example is how we can encourage our young ones from an early age to experience the joy of giving by teaching them to share and making contributions.
Thank you. So that's something that we might want to take away from this study, is teaching our children to have a share in supporting fully Jehovah's organization. Our final question is on paragraph 19. Brother Miller, how has this article encouraged you?
Well, it has encouraged me to love Jehovah, to appreciate all that he has done for us by giving back to him. Now, we do that by way of our voluntary contributions for construction projects, educational facilities, printing, or whatever else is actually needed worldwide. And 1 Corinthians 29 and 9 indicates that we want to give with a complete heart. And if we do that, we'll continue to find joy and happiness in giving back to Jehovah.
Thank you. Appreciate that comment. Notice the last sentence in paragraph 19. It says, "May we likewise continue to find joy and satisfaction in giving back to Jehovah what has come to us from his own hands." So now let's consider our review questions. First of all, Sister Camille Austin, maybe you could tell us, why does Jehovah expect us to use our valuable things to give back to him?
Jehovah is a generous God, and everything we have is from him or because of him. So giving back to him our valuable things, it actually shows our love and appreciation for him and consideration for all that he has done on our behalf. And giving is also an expression of worship to Jehovah. Revelation 4 and 11, it reminds us that he is worthy of all the glory and the honor we can give him by offering him the best that we have.
Thank you. Good. Our second review question, how did faithful ones in the past support the activities of Jehovah's representatives financially? Brother Goway.
In line with Numbers 18, verse 21, which reads, "Now see that I have given to the sons of Levi every tenth part of in Israel as an inheritance in return for the service they are carrying out, the service of the tent of meetings." Here the Israelites gave a tenth part that allowed the Levites to focus on their work at the tabernacle, the construction of which was through voluntary donations by the Israelites, even though they were in the wilderness. The contributions Israelites gave likely included what they had brought with them from Egypt.
Thank you. So, and finally, how does the organization use the money that is donated today? Sister Goway.
Our donations support missionaries, special pioneers, and those in the sacred work, and assist financially with disaster relief and the worldwide program of building assembly halls and the kingdom halls, which benefits our brothers throughout the earth. Along with that, there is the production of Bible-based literature in many languages, which provides spiritual food to all those who are interested, and this has been made possible by our voluntary donations.
Thank you for your expressions. Well, that brings our study to a close this afternoon. We certainly want to thank all of our participants for their excellent preparation and delivery. Notice that we answered the why and how that we talked about at the beginning of the study. And certainly it helps to draw our attention that we want to do all that we can within our means to honor Jehovah with our valuable things. And this includes our material and our financial resources. As we learned in this article, Jehovah expects us to do this, and he is well pleased with us when we do. In fact, we have an opportunity to do just that today. We can support this circuit assembly with our financial resources and help to cover and defray the expenses that are incurred at an assembly such as this. So that brings our study to a close.
Thank you, Brother Humel, and all of your participants for that excellent Watchtower summary.